And welcome to the 29th episode of Filling in the Blanks, a movie review podcast with my father. I'm your host, Em, and this is my dad. You say hi.
Hi.
It's Ned. So this podcast is all about watching a movie and trying to remember it to give you guys our review. And yes, this is all recorded from the living room couch with my dad laying down. Can you confirm?
Yes.
All right. So what movie did we watch?
The Kingsman.
No, we did not watch that.
Dog's Breath. Dog's...
Power of the Dog.
Power of the Dog. Power of the Dog.
We watched The Power of the Dog.
Power of the Dog.
Oscar-nominated Power of the Dog.
Surprisingly.
Surprisingly, I guess.
Yeah.
So, Power of the Dog 2021 is about... Charismatic rancher Phil Burbank inspires fear and awe in those around him. When his brother brings home a new wife and her son, Phil torments them until he finds himself exposed to the possibility of love. I hate that summary on IMDb, but okay.
Yeah.
I just don't think it does it justice.
The summary? Or
the summary just doesn't really make sense okay. to me.
Well,
you know, possibility of love.
With who?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's about his, like, exploration as a character, but we don't even have to get into that right now.
No.
Because we'll get into that with our review.
Right.
So, in this review, we try to cover categories such as plot, writing, acting, visual, sound, and we'll try to go through these one by one, but we'll start with the most important question, will you spoil?
How did it end?
You've spoiled it for us as we were watching. Because you've seen it already.
Yeah. But I didn't tell you anything.
Well, you were like filling in the blanks.
Oh, that's the name of the show.
Yeah, that's the name of the podcast, yeah.
I forgot how it ended.
Do you want me to just tell you? To remind you?
No. Unless you're going to cut it out.
I'll cut it out.
No, I don't think you... No, you shouldn't spoil it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, a lot of this movie kind of reminded me, in terms of, like, pacing and style of Nightmare Alley, in terms of, like, having a twist ending. Like...
Yeah, but this was not paced like Nightmare Alley.
I think it was similar. But it's... This is a shorter movie, 2 hours and 5 minutes, and it's definitely a slow burn.
That's what I mean. The pacing was...
Well, I think the pacing for Nightmare Alley was not good. Or is not good either.
Well, I'm not saying good or bad. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes movies are slow paced. They're supposed to be. Purposeful. Sometimes they're super fast and exhausting.
Well, yeah. I think that's not good or bad.
That's just what it is.
Yeah, and this was for sure a purposeful slow pace.
Yes.
So. What did you think of the subject matter of the movie?
Well, I mean, it was okay, but when I like, you know, I thought it was a Western movie. Mm-hmm. That was not what I would have expected.
Well, this is a movie based off of a book from 1967
okay.
from American author Thomas Savage, mm-hmm. who is known for writing Westerns. Don't know why it added on that he died, so he's dead. But this is like... a Western genre, and I think that's kind of the ideal is that it's, you know...
It wasn't a Western genre.
Well, the idea is that it kind of breaks those stereotypes of Western genre.
Yeah. Well, it was just a drama set in the West, Old West.
Yeah, but it's not even that's that different. Old. It was like... I don't know what qualifies as Old West.
Well, late 1800s to...
Early 1900s?
Yeah.
I always figured, like, I don't know.
So it wasn't old, really old.
It's not that old because they had cars.
Railway was there, yeah, and cars had arrived. But still, you know, in my life, it's Old West.
Yeah. Were you alive in 1925?
Yeah, I was young.
Okay. Finding out that Ned is a vampire. What a fun twist. Yeah, I mean, for me, I think that's why it took me so long to watch this, because... Although a lot of people were talking about it, especially being Oscar nominated, the fact that, like, cowboys, Western, I was just not really that interested in the subject matter.
Okay.
So I never really watched it. But I think that this is definitely signature of the director, Jane Campion.
Yeah.
She makes really like slow burn movies. So
maybe she should drink some coffee.
Well, I think this is her style, and I think that it showed, and there's a lot of her style within and directorial details within this movie that I thought were nice, even if like you weren't really invested in the plot. But yeah. Jane Campion, she is up for Oscar. She's also the first woman to be nominated twice for directing.
Wow.
Forever, which is kind of fucking crazy if you ask me.
What about, what's her name?
Catherine Bigelow won, but she wasn't nominated twice.
But I thought she did. Only nominated. She also did that other movie like a year or 2 years later.
Yeah, but she wasn't nominated for it.
Really?
No.
That's surprising.
Jane Campion's the first woman to be nominated twice for directing. Oh,
okay. Did she win the first time?
No.
Oh.
She was just nominated. Catherine Bigelow is the only, or Catherine Bigelow and now Chloe Zhao for Nomadland are the only woman to ever win the directing Oscar.
Okay.
But this cast also includes the top four listed of the cast members are all nominated for Oscars this year.
Mm-hmm.
So Benedict Cumberbatch for his best actor.
Hmm.
Jesse Plemons, best supporting, Kirsten Dunst, best supporting actress, and Cody Smith-McPhee is also nominated for best supporting actor.
Who is that?
So Benedict Cumberbatch was Phil Burbank, Jesse Plemons was George Burbank, Kirsten Dunst was Rose, and Cody Smith-McPhee was Peter, the kid.
Oh, the kid, okay.
Do you want to know a fun fact about the guy who plays Peter?
Sure.
When I was 16 years old, I was was obsessed with a movie that he was in. It was a remake of a Swedish vampire film, Let the Right One In. The American version was called Let Me In. It was widely panned because it was a bad remake. Sorry, Cody. But we used to be Twitter mutuals when I was 16.
What does that mean?
We followed each other on Twitter.
Oh.
I deleted that account because it's cringe. It was embarrassing because I used to tweet a lot of celebrities.
Oh.
Which is why I had some famous Twitter followers.
Yeah. Wow.
And now he's Oscar nominated. So I love to see my internet pal winning.
If you hadn't, you could have sent him
a message. Yeah, I could have, but I feel like my username was like Infinite Sloss, it was so embarrassing.
Well, it's a good name for you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Welcome.
But yeah, all four of them are nominated.
Well, that's good.
For acting. What did you think of their performances?
Well, like I said, it wasn't a movie that exactly what I thought, but performance-wise, I think they all did very well.
Yeah, I think it... I mean, I don't really care for Benedict Cumberbatch, but it's probably because I didn't like really like the character.
In the beginning, but then this character changed.
Well, I didn't like any of his character, to be honest. Not that I didn't like...
But he was good in this.
I think he was good.
You know,
I don't think he's gonna win, but
well, I don't know who he's up against.
A lot of people think that. Well, do you want to know who he's up against? Want me to look it up?
No.
Okay.
We'll do that in a future broadcast.
Yeah. There's. Oh yeah, we could do our Oscar.
We should do our Oscar. We haven't watched any of the movies broadcast.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I was going to say, ballot, guess who we think is going to win.
Well, we can do that, but it's just a pure guess because we haven't watched anything.
Well, we've now seen 3 movies.
Yeah, that's not many.
Out of the 10 nominated.
That's not good.
That's not good. Yeah, I really like Jesse Plemons, Kirsten Dunst as well, and... If they both win, they'll have his and hers Oscars for their house, because.
Yeah, who is George?
That's Jesse Plemons.
Jesse Plemons. Yeah, his character for me was possibly the weakest.
In terms of, like, acting, I...
Not acting, just the character just, itself.
Yeah, in terms of, like, I didn't mean acting. I meant, yeah, I agree. The character, I think he was the weakest. I think Peter Rose...
Oh, certainly he was good. And she was
strong.
Her character was very good. And, and you know, Cumberbatch, of course, his was the best. Mm-hmm. The strongest of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, dealt mostly, you know, with him and about him and his character.
Yeah, no, he is.
And his was
kind of the titular.
You know, all the other ones were very
internal.
Yeah, I mean, and didn't have a lot of stuff happening. Mm. You know.
Yeah, it was all about the turmoil.
Or joy or whatever.
Yeah, it was all, well, yeah.
They were all reserved. His character was the exact opposite of that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why, like, nobody liked him.
Well, don't say nobody. You're just, what, why you didn't
no,
like
not
him.
Nobody. I mean, I think, like, well, I think this is a tie-in to, the name of the movie. So, what do you think the name of the movie is?
It's Power of the Dog.
Yeah, what do you think it means?
Dogs have a lot of ESP.
No. So, the film's title, they mention it at the end of the movie, is taken from a psalm from the Bible.
But I don't know what it means.
Save my soul from the sword and my darling from the power of the dog. What do you mean you don't know what the Bible
means? And my darling, the power of the dog. What does that mean?
So do you want... So, okay. So it's... I looked it up and there's a lot of different readings into what this Bible verse means.
Okay.
But a lot of it think it really mirrors Jesus's plea to God as he is being crucified. So when he said that, his like, why is God forsaken? Let me finish.
Backwards.
Why has God forsaken me? And he compared the people who are crucifying him, the men who put him on the cross, as dogs. So the dogs are descending. So it's a lot like the comparative is, well... I mean, it is what it is. the comparison is that, like, the dog is almost, like, satanic.
It's God backwards.
Yeah, it is God backwards.
Exactly.
But it's the opposite. So, like, people who are bullies, people who are loud, people who are, like, pushing their beliefs on others, like, crucifying Jesus.
So, who was the dog?
Phil.
He was?
Yeah, he literally, one of the...
But he was nice to the boy.
Oh, what was his first interaction with the boy?
Not so good.
Yeah,
exactly. He had just gotten off the trail.
But he didn't come around until more than halfway through the movie. That's when he started to take Peter under his wing.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the love in the...
That's the power of the dog.
That's the possibility of love in... Whatever, but the whole verse is save my soul from the sword and my darling from the power of the dog. So why the ending is because Peter's character, he's putting himself as like a Jesus figure.
Peter is?
Yeah. I don't want to give away the ending.
No, don't give away the ending, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you want me to explain it to you and I'll cut it?
No, then you'd give it away.
No, I'll cut it.
No, it's okay. Let's just go forward.
But... That's the comparison, and our listeners can fill in the rest of those blanks because
they have
to
watch it. They have to watch it. Decide who the dog is.
Well, the dog has been decided.
It's God opposite.
Okay. Well, we're not getting anywhere. Okay. So I have a few fun facts, and then I did write down some quotes that you guys said during the
movie that made me laugh. You guys?
Yeah, you and Mom.
There's more than you're gonna include her in this. She's going to be very happy.
Well, there's the fun fact that this was shot in New Zealand, but it's supposed to be Montana.
And why didn't they just shoot it there?
Because Jane Campion is from New Zealand.
Yeah, but Montana is where it's at.
Yeah. I mean, they could get You know, a lot of these things are actually decided by film tax incentives, so I don't know what the incentive program of New Zealand is, but also Jane probably wanted to film in her hometown.
Okay. So you could be that way about it.
You could be that way about it. Though, fun fact is Kirsten Dunst worked hard to learn the piano piece she plays on screen. And she
didn't play it very well.
That's the whole thing. But she actually originally learned two musical pieces, but one was cut from final release, which she was really disappointed by because she...
She did good on that one?
She practiced really hard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah. I guess we'll move on to quotes. So...
Quotes, yep.
One, I will mention you've seen this film before. But when it started...
Which I didn't realize until 5 minutes into it.
Yeah. But right when it started, you said, is Cumberbatch in this? And we said, yes. And you said, oh, fuck.
Because that's when I sort of thought I had watched it.
Honestly, I thought you were just hating on Cumberbatch, and I thought that's funny.
No, sometimes I don't like him. Sometimes this movie, I actually liked him.
I think that him and... You know, I just think of him as Sherlock Holmes, and I didn't really like Sherlock Holmes, so... Yeah. I agree with you. Also, another quote is, Mom said, he looks short, and you said, it's the hat. And that made me laugh.
Who were they talking about?
You were talking about Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which is even more funny, because I looked it up, he's 6 feet tall.
That's not short.
That's not short, but he looks short.
Maybe the hat makes him look short.
We can bring up my favorite movie in the film is when, at the beginning, Peter, he was treated badly by Phil, so he went outside and hula-hooped in anger. I thought that was like a little too much homophobia. I'm going to hula-hoop it away. Yeah, he was made fun of by Phil because he's effeminate.
Yeah.
And he... origamied roses, so Phil made fun of him, and so he's like, I gotta hula hoop these feelings out. That was funny. You ever hula hooped your feelings out?
I never had a hula hoop, I don't think.
What? But you just said you were around in 1925, so.
Yeah, they were.
And what else is there to do in 1925?
I never had one.
Well, sucks to be you, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then why don't we end with some final ratings? First, gotta ask, did you fall asleep?
Yes.
The answer is yes, you did fall asleep.
More than once.
Multiple times. Why?
But that's partly because I had seen it already.
Yeah, so you're like, I can just go to bed.
And it's not the fastest pace of movies, no. So yeah.
So what would you rate this movie out of 10?
Well, God. It's just, you know, it's not my kind of movie, but I recognize what it is and what it did. But, you know, for me, the pacing was just very hard for me. It's just too slow. The music drove me crazy because it was this weird, eerie music, which didn't seem to match to the movie.
I feel like that does match the movie, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, for me, it didn't work. Oh, yeah. It was too, you know, everything was so quiet and soft and slow-paced, and that music was, you know, overpowering at times.
So. Did you say that was the power of the dog? I'm sorry.
No, the dog is God backwards.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it a 7. I recognized, you know, the performances were, I thought, all extremely good. Mm-hmm. What dialogue there was solid. The storyline was very good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a great flip at the end. And, but yeah, it was just not my thing. So, but I give it a 7. 7.
I mean, I was going to give it the exact same thing, 7 as well.
Okay.
I agree with you. I don't know if this is the perfect movie for me, but I think, you know, comparing it to Nightmare Alley, it made me think about a lot because I think each movie had its pros and cons. I liked the eerie soundtrack. I thought that was fitting. that was me for this type of movie. But I liked the aesthetic of Nightmare Alley much more than this. So yeah. I think like weighing those two against each other, they would be pretty equal.
But the scenery was solid and the photography was very good.
That's why I would weigh. And I liked the little eerie touches because I think this movie is ultimately supposed to be a little creepy. So again, I liked the plot was a little bit more interesting in Nightmare Alley, you know, like those weigh against each other. So I would say those two movies are pretty equal. So I went with 7 as well.
All right. Sounds good.
On the same page. Wow.
Well, I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah. And so what do you think do you think it'll do well at the Oscars?
We're going to talk about that at our Oscar show.
Yeah. Well, it's already done well at the Golden Globes. So
good to hear.
Yeah. So we'll see. We watched this movie on Netflix. It is available to stream. And do you recommend people watch before the Oscars?
I would recommend trying to watch all the movies that are...
Well, then you better get watching movies too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we end our podcast? Say goodbye.
It's ended.
It's ended. We're not even saying goodbye.
You just said goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.